welcome to Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, March the 22nd, 2015. It's Joey Kroll with you. So does it feel a little bit more like spring today? I love it. Spring has sprung. Friday was the first day of spring. It just makes me joyous, doesn't it? So today, guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about joy today right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God, even with my thing in it. He is the one who keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and sets the prisoner free. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live.
Talking about joy today right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And, you know, at the beginning of each year, experts give their predictions about the economy, politics, weather, just a whole list of other stuff. I mean, they ask questions, will there be peace this year? Will there be more war? Whatever. But you know what, friend? There is, however, something we can be certain about. You know, Paul told Timothy, in the last days, rough times will come. In fact, he says, evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, as the spiritual darkness of our world grows deeper, friend, the light of Christ shines more brightly through all of those who know him and love him. Jesus, friend, is our joy. He's our hope. He's today, tomorrow, and forever. We can experience that joy and hope. The powers of evil around you are no match for the power of Jesus within you.
Once in darkness, now in light, once blind, now I see. Once a sinner, now a saint. Once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. Chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child. Now filled. Once condemned, now reconciled. Broken, now healed. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power. Now home, was lost, now found. Once an enemy, now a friend. Once poor, now crowned. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power.
That you're having yourself a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. How is the weekend coming along for you? I hope you're enjoying the first Sunday of spring. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, today we're talking about joy. Now, let me ask you a question. What is it about babies that just makes us smile? I mean, many people will stop everything just at the sight of the sound of babies, and they'll just flock to gaze and just say, oh, they're so cute. I mean, it gives us a spark of joy, don't it? Perhaps maybe babies bring a smile because of the wonder of a new life. I mean, it's so precious, tiny, and full of promise. Seeing a baby can remind us of our awesome God and the great love he has for us. He loved us so much, friend, that he gave us life and formed us in our mother's womb. Psalm 139 says, "You have formed my inward parts," the psalmist says. "You covered me in my mother's womb." You know, friend, not only does Jesus give us physical life, but he offers us a spiritual rebirth. And God promises believers new bodies and eternal life when Jesus returns. Physical life and spiritual rebirth. Gifts to celebrate from our Father's hand.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily.
Sing it.
I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Let's sing it again. Give it to you, Lord. All to Jesus.
All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Yes.
I
The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory.
Talking about joy today on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. After Adam and Eve disobeyed God, joy was lost. Think about this. God expelled them from their garden home to prevent something worse from happening. If they had eaten from the tree of life after eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they would have lived forever in their misery. Life outside the garden was not easy. Adam and Eve had to work for their food. The reality of death was everywhere, and the animals preyed on one another. Even worse, the couple's firstborn son murdered his younger brother. What could be worse? Sin had pierced their lives, and the couple could not stop joy from draining out. But God had a plan, friend, to restore that joy. Joy was lost in the garden when death came, but joy returned through the birth of Jesus. Luke 2:10 says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, from which will be to all people. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He rests himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God, sing with me.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Yeah.
given our worship, our gratitude, our lives to Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, even though it's Monday, I encourage you to tune in to Mark and Friends coming up 7:32 a.m. Central Time as Mark continues his focus on the Alpha Course. In the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.